as well. Better rain chances holding off till Monday night into Tuesday as the next important front approaches. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Four people shot, two of them are dead after a late-night shooting in Montgomery. This happened just before 10 o'clock last night in the 500 block of Eastdale Road South. Police say the shooting may have been drug-related. A pedestrian was hit and killed on Interstate 85 near Shorter Wednesday morning. State troopers say 82-year-old Calvin Eddins of Greenville was walking on the interstate when he was hit. Troopers tell us the driver did not stop after the crash. And the search for the next Selma police chief is now down to three candidates. Selma Police Lieutenant Kenta Fulford, former Butler County Sheriff Kenny Harden, and Dr. Stephanie Stewart with the Department of Pardons and Paroles. The city council should select a new chief by the end of the month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Come on, boy. Finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feel so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Four constitutional law professors testified to the House Judiciary Committee about impeachment Wednesday.
So I'm insulted by the suggestion that as a law professor, I don't care about those facts.
Two civilian employees shot to death and one wounded by a U.S. sailor on Joint Base Pearl Harbor.
Security responded very quickly. We were able to team with local law enforcement as well.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau admitted yesterday that he and other world leaders were talking about the president when they were caught on camera. Buckingham Palace. The president called him two-faced in reference to the video.
It could soon be more difficult to get food stamps. The Trump administration has changed the work requirements for them.
Pinterest says they're no longer accepting photos of weddings with historic southern mansions as a backdrop. The so-called plantation weddings are racially unacceptable.
Willie Nelson has quit smoking marijuana for health reasons, stating he abused his lungs.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer. Give them a big thumbs up. Let's see here. A couple of things. Any color can get in. Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $6 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice.
You know, that story I covered on News and Views yesterday about Willie Nelson has stopped smoking pot. Yeah. Because of his lungs. Yeah, and apparently he also smoked cigarettes for years, these sorts of things. Would somebody please tell Willie Nelson in the places it's legal there are edibles? You don't have to smoke it, just like William Jefferson Clinton. He didn't inhale because apparently, according to another classmate at Oxford, Christopher Hitchens at the time, he ate it. He ate pot brownies. So Clinton wasn't lying when he said, I didn't inhale.
Parsing his words, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, Evangel Temple's got the oranges in. The orange truck has arrived. They've unloaded it. $25 for a case of oranges or grapefruits or tangelos. And I think they've got a mixed case that you can also get. But just pull in, tell them what you want, and they'll bring it, put it in your car, and take very good care of you. It's delicious fruit. And Jack, tell me, you're a Dan Morris Show listener. And as for Jack Temple, he's a great guy. Yes.
Question.
Yeah.
And I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling it when I'm trying to do this with News and Views here on this show. Like, the emotion, the frustration. And I know we care about the facts and we're following these stories. But do you think at this point, with the tension so high, do you think most of the voting public cares about the intricate fact pattern? Right. That's what I think. That's what I'm still... Well, I don't personally... I love following this fact pattern around, but I tend to think most of the public is just going to their respective camps, and then the independents, I think, are getting a bitter taste in their mouth.
Yeah, I think the independents, and again, it doesn't matter what California thinks, it doesn't matter what New York thinks, it doesn't matter for a big chunk of New Jersey thinks or Connecticut, it really is what middle America, which is why the Electoral College is so important.
Yes.
And is going to be vitally important in the 2020 election. It... yeah, I think the tune-out factor is very, very high. I think the tune-in factor is they'll take a little dose of it, and then they'll kind of go, okay, had enough of that, so I'll move on. I get that from people that I talk to about the subject. They know something about it. They don't know a lot about it, but they know something. But they definitely have an opinion about it. And I think America's getting kind of tired of it. So let's go to John Solomon and finish up with him. He's going to be talking about a FISA abuse.
Everybody forgets the previous reports, and that would be, for example, referrals, lying, Comey, McCabe, what, Page, Strzok, if I recall correctly. So nothing has happened with those referrals. What we have to know is the person, after this report comes out, premeditated fraud, FISA court, numerous warnings, Kathleen Cadillac, Bruce Orr, others. So it's unverifiable, says on the top of a warrant, verified. Right. They couldn't verify it because Steele never stood behind it. And Hillary paid for it. That should have been highlighted. Anything they use from that dirty dossier matters. But I will tell you that the referrals have already been made on very key names. I would imagine it gets deeper, and then it will be handed over to John Durham. And John Durham, he can convene a grand jury, he can make charges, and he can prosecute. So yeah, this will be just the first step in what would be hopefully a criminal referral for those that abuse power.
I think you're looking at five steps, right? The release of the report, then the release of whatever Durham's going to do, then a moment of accountability, both discipline and prosecution, then a moment of inflection. How do we fix these things so this never happens to another president or another candidate?
Hey, listen, I hate to say it. We better have FISA in some capacity because we have enemies foreign, foreign enemies in particular.
It's important.
And I will tell you that we need this, but we can't turn those weapons on the American people. John Solomon.
That's right.
Monday's coming fast.
Monday is coming fast. Here, let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Mr. Dan. How you doing there?
I'm doing great. And then you today?
Oh, everything's fine. You might have answered this already, but if not, I asked the question anyway. You know, there's a bunch of ads playing about the president, and it's probably about four different people that they do not, he does not want to testify, and I think Barr is one of them, and Giuliano is another one. If everything's on the up and up, and these people could just totally vindicate you, why wouldn't you want them to testify?
Why wouldn't you want them to testify?
Yes.
Because this is a great question. What happens is, if you were to keep the subject matter on a particular issue of that would be fine. But what they do is they go way off in these tangents to all these other things.
So you're saying that they would possibly go to something else that might...
I don't think it's a question of possibly. I feel they would definitely do that.
And also in the
that's how Cohen got in trouble.
In the particular case of Rudy Giuliani, he is the president's personal attorney. So I think he could claim, you know, there's a lot of privilege information, not just because it's a president, but because he's my client as an attorney. And so he would want to be very careful there. Though I think also they're keeping their powder dry. Folks like Mike Pompeo, John Bolton... they didn't think they would have a fair hearing, let's say. And so let's do it in the Senate.
You know, another thing is, you know, to just have your say, and then you get put on the oath, and then you get up there and possibly don't tell the truth, and you might have a really big issue then, like a perjury issue.
You can fall into a perjury trap pretty easily now. That's going to be much more difficult to do in the Senate versus in the House. The House is, use this term intentionally, is rigged. And so you can kind of fall into a perjury trap pretty easily in the House. In the Senate trial, you're going to be under trial code. I believe you will be. They'll have to vote on it. That's going to be much more difficult, because then you can object when a question is being asked.
Do you think the president would be good for him to, you know, to testify on his own behalf? The reason I say that is because
I don't think he would. I think it'd be interesting, but I don't think he would.
I don't see him just sitting up there and let him beat up on him. I mean, you know, his demeanor is not. You know, I don't think he's just gonna sit up there and just take it laying down. You know, so I would want to keep him off the stand, because he would probably just blow up.
Yeah, he would not make a good witness. I don't think
he'd make an entertaining witness, not a good witness. Yeah,
it would be. We would have good viewership for sure.
All right, I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, this is, I guess we got a lot of work to do, not only with the Horowitz report, but understanding what a trial in the Senate will actually look like. You've lived through one of these. Well, I guess a couple of these, but you probably remember the Clinton one better. It's just like, how does this even get work? How does this even look? I'm sure the senators are even asking that.
Yeah, and what happens is they and Lindsey Graham's talked about this, and out of judiciary, they're going to come up with the terms of the trial. Mm. And they're going to vote on it, then they're going to send it to the House. The House can amend it, but it's a straight up and down vote. It's not cloture or any of that. So that can decide what the terms of the trial will be. And, you know, cross-examination, who are witnesses, who gets to call witnesses. And they're having a little dispute right now in the House of who will be the prosecutors. Adam Schiff wants to be one. Swalwell wants to be one, but they don't want Swalwell. And Jerry Nadler wants to be one.
I have to share this with the audience.
Yeah.
We have five lines here when people call in. 1, 2, 3, 4 did not light up. Line 5 lit up. And when I answered it and said, News Talk, it was how? And I'm like, maybe I should stop mocking the Chinese Communist Party on air. Nah. No, Winnie the Pooh's harmless.
I love it. So you got a call from China.
Yeah.
China.
Interesting.
Dung, dung, dung. I remember those days. So maybe we need to bring somebody in from Jones Law School that can kind of walk us through that. That's a good suggestion here. Let's see. Before we get into some other things, let's do the Peter Ducey on the campaign trail, the No Malarkey campaign trail.
In tonight's Democracy 2020 report, we are back on the bus with Joe Biden. While Cory Booker is blaming his own party for a lack of diversity in the presidential race, correspondent Peter Ducey reports tonight from Iowa.
Joe Biden put a few hundred more miles on a No Malarkey tour bus.
I'm not good at keeping hard feelings.
And that bodes well for the potential cabinet or Supreme Court nomination of Kamala Harris.
She's capable of being president or vice president or on the Supreme Court or attorney general. Her capacity is unlimited. Just absolutely unlimited.
But there's a more immediate impact of the California senator's decision to suspend her 2020 presidential campaign.
That she's exiting the race, and we're going to see potentially a debate stage with right now only 6 people qualified. All of them are white.
And Booker is blaming the lack of diversity on the DNC for their rules to qualify for debate stages.
If this debate stage stays what it is right now, this 2020 election will have more billionaires than black people.
It will also have the first openly gay major party candidate.
Certainly, one thing that I've treasured throughout this race is the fact that the field overall has been historically diverse. And, of course, the field will narrow through time, but I continue to consider that very important.
If the campaign coincides with a Senate impeachment trial, senators running for president say they'll be there. Joe Biden tells Fox he won't.
The White House is now saying that if there's a Senate impeachment trial, they might like to call you as a witness. Is that something where you would appear voluntarily?
No, I'm not going to let them take their eye off the ball. The president is the one who has committed impeachable crimes.
And I'm not going to let him divert from that. I'm not going to let anybody divert from that. And like you heard me say a lot of times, if he's worried about corruption, I released 21 years of my tax returns. Let him release some of his.
So as the No Malarkey bus tour rolls on, the former VP tells us he is not spending a ton of time watching the impeachment hearings back in Washington, D.C. on TV. And that pretty much fits with the tenor of these town halls that he's doing, because people ask a lot about Iowa issues. They don't ask a lot about impeachment.
Okay, so Joe Biden didn't respond to the subpoena. Is he obstructing justice? Because this is what they're saying Donald Trump did by telling people not to respond to the subpoenas when they work for him. And this is Joe Biden, who's a fact witness in this whole thing because of what happened in Ukraine. I think Joe Biden's going to, I think you can just tell how mad he got with that also. But where he really got mad, let's do this. Let's set it up. Let's go to a break while you set it up. Joe Biden was in Iowa and got into a scuffle with a voter here. Let's go to a break. Coming back, you'll hear it right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
And baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Time for an oil change? Our AutoZone Rewards program is here to help you take care of the job. We've got great deals on the products you need to keep that well-oiled machine well-oiled. Members get a $5 bonus reward when they purchase 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $33.99. Celebrating that oil change with an I Did It starts here. Visit your local AutoZone today and we'll help you get what you need to get the job done right. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Holiday traditions are alive and well inside every Home Depot. And right now, outside as well, with a lot full of fresh-cut Christmas trees of every size and shape. Come walk the lot, pick one out, and save. Or if you can't make it outside, order online and we'll deliver one right to your door for free. Fresh-cut Christmas trees, in-store, or with free online delivery, only from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection prices vary by store. See store for details.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
I'm not the same. Since you got a hold on me and you burn me, baby, burn me. My heart ain't my brain.
If it was, I know what I would do. I would.
We've got the video that we'll play the audio section for you on the Joe Biden losing it in Iowa calls the guy a damn liar. Challenges him to push-ups.
Don't bring it on, Joe. I can beat you in that. I know.
Let's go to Don first, and then we'll pick up with Joe. Hey, Don, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, thanks, Dan. I just wanted to make a comment on the about Joe Biden and company and the impeachment deal. I'm hoping that they will impeach him and send him on to the Senate, and then that maybe Trey Gowdy can be the lead prosecutor for the Senate or the representative of the president and have all the facts and from the Ukraine on his son and him about their dealings over there and then expose it in that hearing. I think that'd be just fantastic.
Yeah, that would be. Except Trey Gowdy, if this happens fast, Trey Gowdy said he couldn't prepare for it in time. I think he'll be an outside spokesperson in the behalf of the president. And he would not take the role of prosecutor, take the role of defendant.
Well, I know I've heard that, you know, that there's $1 billion disappeared over there.
$1.75 billion.
And you don't hear the Democrats saying one word about that.
Yeah, because there's no corruption over in Ukraine.
Yeah. And plus, I heard you got the oranges in.
Yeah, you need to go back and get some.
And, anyway, well, Nancy Pelosi wants her fair share, so y'all need to pack them all up. Don't eat none of them. Just send them all to her, and she'll consider that her fair share.
I like that, because AOC also, don't forget about her.
Yeah, I know it. Anyway, I appreciate the job y'all do. Y'all keep me informed real well.
Thank you,
John. I just wanted to say thanks, because, I mean, you mean a lot to me, because I turn on these other news programs, and that barf bag you was talking about earlier,
yeah,
it's already overflowing.
Oh, God. Ooh, that's a visual.
They send it to Nancy. Anyway, y'all have a great day.
Man, you have a great day. Thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate it. Okay, let's go to Biden here. This was in Iowa earlier today. Iowa for Biden. Text Iowa to 30330-JOE.
No malarkey.
We all know Trump has been messing around in Ukraine over there.
We all know Trump's been messing around in Ukraine.
Foreign aid.
Foreign aid.
For them to come up saying they're going to investigate you. We don't know what that means. He's no back over that. But you, on the other hand, sent your son over there to get a job and work for a gas company, but he had no experience with gas or nothing. In order to get access to the public for the president. So you're selling access to the president just like he is.
So you're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has heard that.
I see it on the TV.
You see it on the TV. No, I know you do. And by the way, that's why I'm not sedentary. I don't. I get up and no. Let him go. Let him go. Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people know. And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on, let's do push-ups together here, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take the money. Number two. No one has said my son has done anything wrong, and I did not on any occasion. And no one has ever said it. Not
I didn't
one.
Say you were doing anything wrong.
You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack.
You're
on MSNBC. You don't hear that on MSNBC. You did not hear that at all. What you heard? Look, okay, I'm not going to get in an argument with you, man. Well, yeah, you do. But look, fat. Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal.
It looks like you don't have any more backbone.
Any other questions?
And by the way, you know, I...
Oh, man. That's pretty good. I wonder if that's going to be on the news tonight.
Well, it depends on what news.
You're a damn liar. That would be the question. Is that? That was good. I like that. Oh, Joe. Feisty Joe. Let's do push-ups. Push-ups.
Sure, Joe. How many can you do?
What, five?
10.
If you're lucky.
How much do you bench, bro? Okay, Biden.
What a stupid thing to say.
I love it. Okay, so there were way too many.
Although Congressman Delaney, that guy ran for a little while, he was a very moderate guy. He, like, there was some piece, like one of the Bret Baier shows, like at the end they do the fun stuff. Delaney was, like, deadlifting 360 pounds, which is quite a good bit for a 50-something-year-old guy.
Man.
Like, you know, good for you, man. Some of these guys are in shape. I don't think Biden could handle that.
Yeah, I want to see him in a push-up contest with somebody. He loves to throw that around. That's his go-to card. And somebody's going to say, okay.
Yeah,
let's do it. Because that would be news, I can tell you that. We were talking earlier, before we kind of get into some of these other subjects here, we're talking about the call records and how did they get hold of this. So they did a subpoena to AT&T and Verizon. And kept saying Horizon. And so what they did is they tracked the caller. So it has Rudy Giuliani, and so they have who he talked to. So there would be, like, for example, a zero timeout telephone call from Rudy Giuliani to an OMB number, 00 in it. Then 11 seconds later, call goes again, 0 seconds on it. Then 1 second later, call goes again to an OMB number, and nothing responds to it. Now, the OMB number, is this an OMB number or is it an OMB phone? Was it a cell phone to cell phone or was it a cell phone to OMB? Because some of these calls are taking place at night at 10 o'clock at night to an OMB number.
Well, Mulvaney is still technically head of the OMB.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that he has an OMB number and they're talking about a cell phone. Then they go in and have Rudy Giuliani calling the White House switchboard, and then it says Situation Room for 42 seconds. Now, when you call into the White House switchboard, you say, this is Dan Morris, can you connect me to a presidential advance office or connect me to the Situation Room? But they also may be looking at that he's calling what's called Walker or Signal. So I never called the White House switchboard. I would always call Signal, which is a private White House operation that is supported when we do trips and all that kind of stuff. So I call Signal. Now, I think they put Situation Room down, and it's really Signal.
Okay.
Now, the Signal main core is in OEOB. There's a big operator center with about 5 operators in there. They have some other operators that are on standby. In case an emergency happens and they need to double the pool in there, they can do that. Best damn phone operators you've ever seen in your life. They could do anything. But they have White House numbers that were there. But then in the Situation Room, one telephone call goes into Giuliani to the White House Situation Room. Again, it's 00, and then he goes to the White House switchboard, then it goes 47 seconds, and then it goes to 1. Where did Giuliani to caller 1? But we don't know who caller 1 is. I'm wondering if caller 1 is El Presidente.
Yeah. Wow.
They also have the texting from Rudy Giuliani to a White House number. So you can only text from cell phone to cell phone.
Right.
Unless you have a receptor on your computer that you're taking it. But let me tell you something. Going in and looking at Nunes and Rudy Giuliani's telephone calls and specify those two.
And also, when you don't have the content of the calls, to just throw that out there in your report to the Judiciary Committee.
Particularly when it's 00. I mean, look at... See,
right, it means he called and nobody picked up.
Exactly. Nothing. 2 seconds and 5 seconds. Zero. No seconds, 5 seconds, no seconds, 2 seconds, 5 seconds.
And I believe it's the same thing with Giuliani and Nunes. It was a bunch of phone tag, and then there was like one conversation that lasted like 2.5 minutes.
And Nunes says, I hope they're listening in on the conversation because I want them to hear what we were talking about.
Right. And that's where it's all falling apart. It's just so dirty what they're doing. Oh, look at all these calls going back and forth. Do you know the content of the calls?
No. No. Exactly. And so they make these assumptions that are there. I want to see them present this in a Senate trial.
Yeah.
And see how that one goes. And how did you come up with information? That is not going to work out very well for them. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Not the same. Since you got a hold on me and you burn me, baby, burn me. My heart ain't my brain. If it was, I know what I would do. I would tell you, I would say, let me be, let me be. If you wanna love me, baby, got to give me some more. I can see, I can see. That everybody's little sugar daddy want to love you. Everybody's little sugar daddy got to love you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you and at quitting time you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Jay Metzler.
We have our constitutional responsibility.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the Judiciary Committee will draw up articles of impeachment against President Trump, who tweeted, "If you're going to impeach me, do it now, fast." The president asking the Supreme Court to intervene to shield his financial records from House Democrats.
The justices already have shielded the documents from being turned over while they consider whether to hear the president's case, as well as a separate appeal of a court order that requires the president's accounting firm to give his tax returns to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office.
Fox's John Decker, the explosions and fire more than a week ago at a chemical plant in East Texas. A short time ago, a second voluntary evacuation order lifted for the 50,000 residents of Port Neches. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Our warming trend is still intact. That's good news, but weather changes are on the way. Today, a good bit of sunshine, warmer, high 67. Tonight, partly cloudy. I think we stay dry overnight, low 44. Tomorrow, showers likely from time to time. Temperatures in the low 60s for a high. Also, low 60s on Saturday and Sunday. Maybe an isolated shower on Saturday, but some spotty showers could pop up on Sunday as well. Better rain chances holding off till Monday night into Tuesday as the next important front approaches. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful.
272-9228, that's where we are. Since we were just talking about the White House calls and Nunes being reported, let's go to Nunes from yesterday. We didn't get to this. On his calls that show up in the Dem and Intel report, number 3.
What about the reports tonight that are just breaking that reveal multiple calls between you, this guy Parnas, and Rudy Giuliani? My sources are telling me that 3 of the 4 so-called calls were apparently to just Giuliani and maybe on Parnas's phone in under a minute. Is that true?
Well, it's even better than that. First of all, you have to remember the House Intelligence Committee, we are the oversight committee. We have Americans and foreigners contact us every single day with information. We take that information, you know, we see them somewhere, we listen, we say, hey, can you get this to the appropriate lawyer or staff member on the committee? The fact that I know Rudy Giuliani, I've known Rudy Giuliani a long time. And during that time, if you remember, that was right when Robert Mueller completely bombed and flamed out. So I remember talking to Rudy Giuliani, and we were actually laughing about how Mueller bombed out. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe they have the recordings of my phone calls with Rudy Giuliani. They're welcome to play them, because everything I spoke with Rudy Giuliani about is nothing that I wouldn't care if the American people found out. But the fact that the Democrats are using this once again, what are they doing? They're lying. They could have told CNN that I wasn't in Vienna. They had the records. They wanted that story to be printed.
Did you ever talk to this guy, Les Parnas, or whoever his name is?
You know, it's possible, but I haven't gone through all my phone records. I don't really recall that name. You know, I remember the name now because he's been indicted. But why would CNN rely on somebody like this? You know, and I'll go back and check all my records, but it seems very unlikely that I would be taking calls from random people. You know, like I said, we have a process, standard operating procedure. You call my office, or you call me, or you see me out on the street. I will do my job and do my duty. I'll take your information. I'll get it to the appropriate staff person or the appropriate agency in that matter. And I will tell you this, that, you know, anything that we have from Parnas and his lawyers, whatever game they're up to, we're going to work directly with the Justice Department to make sure that these guys aren't just trying to obstruct justice, to obstruct our congressional investigation, or to lie to Congress. I can guarantee you that. I don't know what these guys are up to, but the long arm of the law is going to catch them.
I like that. And when Nunes says something, you can kind of tell whether you can bank on it or not. What he was just saying, I felt you could bank on it. Because when he does things with this world certainty, you can go, yep, he knows exactly what he's talking about. He has been the guy from day one. He was the guy that was leading the procession on this whole thing. Guys, 2 prayer requests, please. Big Bird's grandchild is coming today. They're up in Birmingham, and the mother is at quite some danger here, and so I would like for you to pray for Big Bird's grandchild and daughter. And then also, I just got word that James Cole lost her sister not long ago. She was on they had her on palliative care, and she passed away today. So James Cole,
sorry,
James, if you lift him up, please. I certainly would appreciate it. I'm a big believer in prayer. It got me through my cancer, and it really, really does work here. Okay, so let me see where we're going to go here. So that was Nunes talking about his telephone calls, since we just kind of finished that up. Rand Paul was on today. He's going to be talking about the telephone calls towards the end. Well, to play his end piece first.
Okay.
On the telephone calls.
Yesterday, there was the impeachment inquiry in the Judiciary Committee. It looks like Nancy Pelosi is all in. She said, are we ready? And they said, yes, they are. Next stop after impeachment is the Senate. And the White House has made it clear they would like a live Senate trial with live witnesses as well. So you've got to imagine they would call Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, people like that. As a Republican senator, what do you think about that?
You know, I think it's still up in the air whether it comes over here. I think the case they presented is so bad that I can't imagine Democrats in any kind of marginal districts thinking it's going to be a good idea to vote for this. I think Democrats who vote for this in these marginal districts that just won last time, in all likelihood, will be defeated for voting for something that I think appears to be frivolous and partisan. If it does come to us, I think it's going to be along party lines again, because I think what they're trying to do is impeach the president because they don't like him. They don't like his temperament. But that's not really a reason for impeachment. And I'm alarmed at the abuse of power by Adam Schiff. Did you see yesterday it was released that he's actually spying on other members of Congress and journalists by using his subpoena power to get their phone calls? This is abhorrent. This is exactly what he's accusing the president of, using the power of government to go after political opponents. This should never happen, and I'm going to work hard to make sure that in the future, people like Adam Schiff do not have the power to abuse government to go after their political rivals.
There's a guy to watch him. FISA is Rand Paul.
Yes.
He will be the guy carrying the equipment. Mike Lee will be another one.
Yes.
Rand Paul, they will be taking it there. Let's go to the phones and go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys. Got to throw a conspiracy theory out there about Trump cleaning up the swamp.
Yeah?
I think what is really behind the scenes is that our government and whoever's in control of the federal aid program has been giving aid to countries, and then the countries got to give them some of it back.
Mm.
And I think that's what Hillary was doing. I think John Kerry was doing it too. And I think Trump and Giuliani figured this out, and they're going to do anything they can do to him or to them for this not to get out. That's my conspiracy theory.
Okay, so let me frame that back to you. So when they're doing foreign... Oh, he dropped off?
Yeah.
Oh, rats.
I don't think... we can't prove anything right now, but I don't know if that's that far off, because we do know a lot of USA money that was, for instance, put in Ukraine went missing. Like, billions of dollars went missing. So, it's possible that money went anywhere, but who knows where it went.
Yeah, it's, government can definitely be a racket, there's no doubt about it, and when you're dealing with people that, you know, doing things wrong is a kind of a way of life for them, it would be easy to take advantage of that if you're that type of person, and I think the Clintons are definitely, if you think about all the third world stuff that they did, that was pretty remarkable. And I think they could have kind of gotten into that. Let me go back to Rand Paul. Rand Paul does something very interesting, and he's proposing this. I did some more research on it, talking about using tuition payments tax-free.
Student loan debt in the United States has hit a record high, reaching more than $1.6 trillion. Last year, the average college student owed nearly $30,000 after they graduated. It's a staggering financial burden, but our next guest has a plan to relieve it by proposing a bill that allows people to dip into their 401ks to pay off college debt. How would that work? Let's talk to the bill's author, Republican Senator from the great state of Kentucky, Rand Paul.
Well, we've all got kids. I've got three kids, two of them out of college now, one still in college. But the thing is what this would allow for is not only that you could use money that's already in your IRA, it allows you to specifically put money in there. So let's say you're already paying your student loans off, but you're paying them with after-tax dollars. Right. This would allow you to take that money, put it in the 401k, and pay with pre-tax dollars. But also, if you're saving, if your kid's getting ready to go to school, it lets each parent put $5,000 in, and the child put $5,000 in for about $15,000 every year that's tax-free. So essentially, college is going to become tax-free, which, depending on your tax bracket, is about a 20 to a 30% reduction in the price of college. This would be the most dramatic thing to happen to college tuition and helping students pay for it, really, in the history of government involvement at all.
Now, being a financial advisor, having had two kids going through college, that is an outstanding plan. So basically what you do is you have an IRA account where you capped out at $5,000 a year for contribution. You can make a $15,000 contribution to it. not pay tax on that money, take it out of your income, not pay tax on that money, and then send that money to a university, therefore going tax-free. And now it's kind of difficult to come up with $15,000 to go put in something, but if you're investing for education, which hopefully people are doing, then can you just add that amount? So they're 2 years old and you're putting $100 a month extra in your IRA account for that purpose. I think that's an outstanding plan. I wish they would do it for private education. And the other thing, to do it for two-year colleges, which is a new thing, or any type of educational structure, not these big behemoth state universities that are out there. Those are passe now. Let's go to Anonymous. Anonymous, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, Dan. Good to talk to y'all today. I think that's an excellent idea for education.
Absolutely.
I was really calling about the caller before.
Yeah.
The education statement, and just tell him that I'm on board with his conspiracy theory, and I believe that he's spot on. They're robbing us blind with this foreign aid. It's another con job. It's going back to people, and I think Trump is on to that, and that's why this is coming to a head and why they were trying so desperately to change the narrative and turn it back on him.
Yeah, they do not like the direction that Trump is going in. There's no doubt about that. They loathe it, matter of fact.
They do, and it's because he is cleaning up the swamp, and we put him there to do that. And I hope every American has got their eyes wide open. But I just wanted to say, to give a little plus to that caller earlier, I think he's spot on.
Well, I appreciate the telephone call, Anonymous.
Thank you. Talk to y'all soon.
You Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day. So Rand Paul's plan, I think, is a very good one. Let me go to a break, come back. We have more Rand Paul in this plan. We'll talk about it a little deeper. And then the new border wall stuff, is it really what Trump wanted? We'll be right back.
Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are. Final segment of the Dan Moore Show. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Bud did. Bud, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and where are you today?
I'm about 30 miles south of Winnipeg, up here in Canada.
Get out of here. How cold is it?
It's cold. Right now, it's about 14 degrees.
Woo.
It will be below the donut tonight, that's for sure, when I go to sleep. When I used to live up here in North Dakota, they had a weatherman called Too Tall Tom. He was about 6'7". And that's what he used to always say. It's going to be 10 degrees below the donut. And, it's definitely going to be cold. Snow coming down. It's been an interesting day. I spent about 3 hours this morning trying to get into Canada and got loaded. But there's a fire that started here at the oil refinery. And about 8 fire trucks and a couple of ambulances. And so I'm loaded, but I can't get weighed out because the fire started in the lab. And so I can't get my paperwork. So it's been a very interesting day, needless to say.
So you're close to Winnipeg, you said?
Yes, about 30 miles south of Winnipeg.
Oh, wow. I mean, boy, when you're driving home, there's a lot of drive that you ain't seen nothing out there.
Snow as far as you
and can. Trees,
but
and
I
that's
tell you
it.
What, it's beautiful. North of America was beautiful. Getting up here in Canada, I mean, it is flat. My God, it's flat as a six-year-old's chest. That's all I'm going
to
say.
There you go. Well, you can go to Saskatchewan and get a little Calvary and get some mountains there.
Well, who knows? I'm going to end up coming back down to Kentucky once I get all my paperwork and everything. But my question I wanted to ask you was,
sure.
Through a subpoena process, how much power could the Senate actually... Could they subpoena Pelosi, Joe Biden, all the masterminds of this? And, of course, I know Biden was not the mastermind. He's just bearing the benefit of it. But as far as the senior Democratic leadership in the House, can they really subpoena them and actually have them arrested by the Sergeant of Arms or whatever the Senate equivalent
they
is?
Wouldn't have them arrested
if they
fail
to repair.
Yeah, they wouldn't have them arrested by the Sergeant of Arms, but... John Roberts, who would be presiding judge, he would issue the subpoena, and so he would have to agree with the first, and then he would have to decide what would happen if they didn't show up.
Okay.
From what I understand, it is just like a trial that you walk into a federal courtroom. The jurors are the senators, and the presiding judge is the chief justice. And then you have defendants, and then you have prosecutors, and they're making their case, and they're interviewing the witnesses and presenting the facts.
You know, with Chief Justice Roberts being the head man there, that's kind of scary because he's so disappointed me with some of his votes.
Amen.
Since he became Chief Justice, and so I can't trust him. Ain't no way in the world I'd trust that man to do the right thing. I think he's more concerned about how he would be perceived, if I subpoena Vice President Biden, who's the Democratic front runner, how would that make me look through history? I know the senators there can, we got some great senators there with Lindsey Graham and such like that. The question is, would Roberts allow them to really go for the juggler?
Well, they wouldn't necessarily be the ones, they could be appointed, but that they're not necessarily the ones that would be the defendants of Trump. And in the case of Bill Clinton, David Kendall was the lead defense attorney, and he presented the case and called witnesses, and I mean they did it straight by the book. I didn't
so
last very long.
The Senate Judiciary Committee that would be able to ask the questions.
Senator's role is strictly as a juror.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, could they have Jim Jordan to be their chief prosecutor then in the Senate?
They could bring in, if Trump would choose his defense team and he would assign them and they would be his defense team, just like you would choose your defense attorney to go to court. So he could pick Alan Dershowitz and Trey Gowdy. He could pick a whole bunch of people. And they would be the team that would do that.
Well, let's get some mean son of a guns on the Trump's team for sure.
Yeah,
gentlemen, y'all have a blessed day.
You have a safe trip back.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let me continue on with this Rand Paul tax-free college plan. He's going to kind of get into the mechanics here. This is actually a great suggestion. I really think this has the ability to go somewhere. It's a hell of a lot better than government paying, making school free because government is paying for it. Now, everybody's going to go, well, the poor aren't going to be able to utilize this. Well, how are the poor going to college anyhow? They're going on Pell Grants and scholarships and things like that, and need-based grants, which a lot of schools have. Let's listen in.
Speaking of government involvement, this doesn't cost the government anything, does it?
No, and that's why it's much more practical. You know, several of the Democrats on the presidential stage have offered free, which alarm bells should go off when someone offers you something for free because right. There is no free lunch. And really, their programs would have to be paid for with massive taxes on the working class and the middle class. Ours doesn't require that. Ours simply says, if you will save, we will not tax you on that money, and you can pay for college. Everybody's trying to pay for college now, but they're doing it with after-tax dollars. We'd let you do it with pre-tax dollars. And like I say, it's a 20 to 30% reduction in the cost of education for everybody.
What about support on Capitol Hill for getting something done? Because I don't know if you've seen the papers, but apparently there's some impeachment thing going on there.
There is a little bit of acrimony. I have several Republicans that have signed up for the bill. We don't have the names to release this morning, but we have several Republicans. We're trying to get Democrats, and we're going to try to get a Republican and a Democrat to introduce us on the House side. I think this actually has a chance of passing. Free college education, which isn't really free, has no chance on Capitol Hill. This uses a standard form of retirement income, IRAs, everybody knows what they are, 401ks, and it uses that vehicle and says, you know what, you can pay for college out of that. And right. It's not just draining it, it means you can add more money to it that's all tax-free, sure. Basically.
Great concept. I'm not sure if you could pass a Democrat Congress right now, but if the Republicans took over in 2021 and Trump is still president, I think this thing could pass. It needs a two-year college component. It needs a general education component to it, but it is a great idea. And if you can borrow money, you can really make this thing work for you. News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, will be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Be good. Be safe. I'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Joey, thanks for a great show.
Good show.
That was a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
Grab your dough the great. He's next. Adios.